Auto-tune first appeared in the late 1990s and quickly took hold of pop music with its use in Cher's 1998 hit Believe. She and other artists such as T-Pain were responsible for its popularity. Its synthetic voice effect became prominent in electronic dance music and hip-hop. Scary, though, is the more subtle use of autotune to correct the performance of a less-than-pitch-perfect singer. A great vocal performance can be accurate and expressive. Electronics can often get in the way. Here's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. I'll pull the other tracks down so you can hear Marvin belt out the chorus.
Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free.
If I apply autotune and change the key, my computer strips the passion and intensity from Marvin's voice, substituting sterile robotic precision.
Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Interesting, maybe, but to me it doesn't sound like he's singing a love song anymore. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about technology. All I'm saying is there really ain't nothing like the real thing. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.